Good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone. Happy day eight of reset. We're entering our second week. I pray that you are feeling strong and powerful and connected to God in new and marvelous ways. This is Pastor Holly greeting you all with the joy and the love of Jesus Christ as we welcome you on this Wednesday morning. We're going to give just a few more moments. Allow everyone to zoom in to call into our prayer line before we get started. But I want to thank God for this another amazing day that the Lord has made and given us the opportunity to see God's face as we come together. Welcome to everyone on this prayer line. It's such a joy to know that we have people not only in our church, but around the entire Christian kingdom praying with us in prayer. If you are from outside of Open Door Sanctuary, we welcome you today. It is Wednesday morning. It's been a long already, you all, but it's been a long journey already, you all, but I'm grateful to God for the opportunity to lead us in prayer this morning. Won't you bow with me as we come before the Lord? And thank God for this day eight of resetting, seeking the face, the voice, and the will of God. Gracious Lord and Heavenly Father God, we bow before you this morning, grateful for another day that you have made, and thankful for the opportunity that we have to seek you, to come before you in prayer and in fasting, committing and consecrating ourselves to putting you back on the altar of our lives. To make certain that no thing or no one stands between us and you, Lord, that you are our utmost priority. You are our utmost desire, that we hunger and thirst after righteousness, that we desire to be closer to you, to hear your voice, and to know your will. As we come together today, God, I want to thank you for all of those who have joined with us in this prayer journey of reset. All across the body of Christ, Lord, for all of us who are going together in prayer and in fasting, please remind us, Lord, that the prayer of the righteous is powerful. And you said in your word that wherever two or three would gather together, that amazing things will happen. Imagine what happens when we all touch and agree and ask you, God, to heal our land, to forgive our sins, and to walk with us through this valley of the shadow of death. I want to remember those, Lord, among us today who are sick and shut in, those who are desiring and needing your presence, those who, God, who are seeking you to grant them wisdom and discernment for the difficult decisions that they need to make in life. For those, Lord, among us who are just tired and weary of all the assignments and agendas that life has brought our way. We come before you, gracious Lord, Heavenly Father God, asking you, O God, to be our strength, to be our source, to be our lead, to be our guide. Holy Spirit, come within our lives, speak to us, share with us what you desire us to do. And Lord, give us the faith and the courage to be obedient. It's a new day, O God. And I pray that as we enter the second week of seeking you, that as we discipline ourselves even more in our diet and in our financial spending and in our social media and our entertainment, that you would begin to speak to us, Lord, and reveal yourself that someone would begin to understand and see how you're working in their lives and the things that block them from being close to you, the things that stood in the way, the things, oh God, that hindered them from being able to feel the intimacy of your presence in their lives. We thank you, O Lord, Heavenly Father God, that, and as we come before you, we confess to you all of our sinfulness. Gracious Lord, Heavenly Father God, we come to you confessing that we have allowed other things and other people to rise and block us. We confess to you, Lord, Heavenly Father God, that we have allowed other things and other people to stand between us and your will. We confess, Lord, that we've allowed other things and other people, oh God, to take a greater priority in our life, that we've given them the first and given them the first and given you what's left over. Lord, We're seeking to rearrange our lives during this journey, during this 40-day journey. Gracious Lord, Heavenly Father God, reminds us that nothing is more important than you, and that as we seek to live out the love of Jesus Christ, Lord, we are able to transform the world in which we live, and that by this shall all people know that we are disciples when we have love for one another. Gracious Lord, Heavenly Father God, I thank you today. And I pray that as Wednesday begins, I pray that as the sun rises, that the day dawns, that you remind us of whatever this day holds, you are already in, that you've seen this day coming, that you've ordered our steps, you ordained our blessings, that you've given us victory over our sins, that you've made us more than a conqueror, that through the power of the Holy Spirit, we can, oh Lord, discipline ourselves and our flesh. And I pray, gracious Lord, Heavenly Father God, now that you walk with us this day as this day begins, call us to your presence, Lord, that we may honor and bow before you in all that we do. Lord, today I want to remember all those among us who are walking through the valley of the shadow of death. We want to call on your name on behalf of those who are struggling in their bodies with sickness and disease. We want to ask you, oh gracious Lord, Heavenly Father God, to be the peace for those who are wrestling in their minds and cannot rest and cannot, oh Lord, find sleep. Gracious Lord, Heavenly Father God, we ask that you would give them the peace that surpasses all understanding. Pray, oh God, that you renew in us, renew in our bodies, renew in our minds, renew us in our souls, oh God, that we may prove to be that which is good and excellent and perfect in your sight. Gracious Lord and Father God, oh, how we love you and we thank you, how we adore you and how we worship you on this Wednesday morning. Gracious Lord and Father God, we give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise now, oh Lord. And as we go forth into this day eight, I pray that you show yourself mighty and strong, Lord, that you allow us to feel your presence, that you allow us to hear your voice, that you allow us to know the victory and the strength of denying our flesh and walking in the power of the Holy Spirit. That today, oh gracious Lord, Heavenly Father God, someone may know that we are all, that we are the child of the Most High. We love you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for all those who journey with us on this day. Be with us now, gracious Lord, Father God, as we go forth into this new day, that you would hold us and keep us, that you would help us and strengthen us, that you would walk with us, gracious Lord, Heavenly Father God. You know, Lord, that I am weak in my flesh. I'm tired from preaching and teaching. My voice of God is hoarse, but I know that you are a restorer. And I pray today that be exactly what you do. Restore, gracious Lord, Father God, into us the joy of our salvation. Lord, we thank you for this day eight, that we come together asking now that you be with us in all the week and all that we seek and do, that you speak to us. And all that we put our hand to, that you would guide us in all that we try to walk into, that we may know the joy of being led by the Holy Spirit on this Wednesday. Lord, I love you and I thank you. Lord, I love you and I thank you. Lord, I love you and I thank you. Be with us now, gracious loving Father God, as we go forth into this day, is my prayer. And this I ask in the mighty and matchless and merciful and miraculous name of Jesus, who always and alone is our Christ and Lord. We thank you for Wednesday morning. Be with us now in Jesus' name, we do pray. And all that redeemed the Lord, who loved the Lord and awaited God's return, said amen, amen, and amen. Beloved, thank you all for joining us on this Wednesday morning. I'm asking that you pray for me as I pray for you. Don't forget that our prayer line is recorded. You can come back and listen to the prayer later today or direct someone who may not have been able to get on early this morning to join with us in our prayer journey. This is day eight, y'all. This is going to be the second week, going into the second week. May the power and the Spirit of God guide us even more as we continue to seek to live out the love of Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Hawley. I love you with the love of Jesus. Have a blessed and beautiful day on purpose, and I'll see you tomorrow back here by the grace of God at the same time, 7 a.m. Eastern Time. Have a blessed and beautiful day. In Jesus' name.